terraforming other worlds. One thing we don't know enough about is microscopic life. We know just enough to realize some microscopic life could be deadly to us while other types can be very helpful. There has been a lot of talk about terraforming Mars. Many extravagant ideas have been put forth, and most, if not all, would need a century or more to completely do the job. That is, except for one which I heard about, and that was using microbes to do the job. Today, scientists believe the Earth got to be the Earth we have today because cyanobacteria made it that way. I won't go into the mechanics of that, but the bacteria were blue-green single-cell life. Some scientists believe we could terraform Mars this way much faster than using other methods which have been proposed. This method could be used on other planets which might be suitable for it. In 2013, an estimate of Earth-like planets in our galaxy was made based upon Kepler mission data, and the number was 40 billion. This estimate was only for size and position from their star and was based on a far smaller sampling. Even if 10% of those Earth-like planets were habitable by us, it would mean there would be 4 billion worlds we could live on if we could get to them. It might also mean the rest, or mostly the rest, could be terraformed using our cyanobacteria. All this assumes the planets don't already have life, so it could be way off. When Earth was first created, the Sun had only about 80% of the light energy it has today. Venus, Earth and Mars would have looked very much alike with thin atmospheres. Life developed fast on Earth. It is estimated life took hold before Earth was 100 million years old. We have yet to learn if Mars and Venus had life. When we try and figure out what life is, here are the 4 points scientists agree on. Life has a metabolism where it harvests energy, resources from an external source for its own use. Life responds to external stimuli from its environment, and alters its behavior accordingly. Life can grow, adapt to its environment, or can otherwise evolve from its present form into a different one. Life can reproduce, creating viable offspring that arise from its own internal processes. Someday we may find a form of life which doesn't fit any of these definitions, or even all of them. We would have to be extremely careful if we decide to terraform a planet. There could be a form of life living there we don't recognize. I remember a scientist saying life might even look like rocks and not move. If that were the case, we probably would start to terraform and eventually kill that life without knowing it. Another scientist suggested a whole planet might be alive, which is something we would never suspect. Doing things like drilling and such might cause it pain. Maybe the smart thing to do is start terraforming asteroids. They are much smaller than planets and should be able to be terraformed in much less time. They could be used to mine on, or as bases to expand our search for life throughout the solar system. Interestingly, one asteroid was examined by UFO investigators, who came to the conclusion after close examination of NASA photos that there was a landing strip and a building on it. Buzz Aldrin believes there is something artificial on one of the moons of Mars, specifically Phobos. He has said many times we would be surprised by it if we knew about it. It is totally out of place on the flat landscape where it is located. I am talking about a structure on a tiny moon which is only 7 miles in diameter. The monolith is 300 feet tall and 279 feet in diameter. I have a question which no one seems to have ever asked, and it is: was any of the moons, planets or asteroids in our solar system ever terraformed? Maybe they were with some alien environments. How would we know? Take the worst case scenario, Jupiter. Jupiter is a gas giant with a rocky core. Perhaps it was terraformed that way to sustain alien lives, or to hide the core which might have structures on it. I am not saying it does, just that if we are thinking of terraforming planets, other civilizations which might exist that are far ahead of us in technology might have done this many times already. It is just that we might think these are hostile worlds, but to an alien race which comes from a planet like that, they could feel quite at home. Everyone who is interested in UFOs is waiting for the government to release more data on UFOs. If the government ever does, is there any chance they might admit they have bases on the moon? I know I would be very interested to find that out. There are a few photos from NASA, when enlarged seem to show at least one base and it looks like something we would have built. The structure certainly does not look alien. Could we terraform the moon and by so doing have another world very near to the Earth? One suggestion I read about this seems unrealistic. It suggests we could build a glass dome around the moon and fill it with an Earth-like atmosphere. It is being said if we could terraform the moon it would be a lot cheaper than doing it anywhere else because it is so close, which means we could get people and supplies there much faster and cheaper. There has been talk where some investigators suggest some of the craters have the remnants of glass domes which covered them. Supposedly they found this out by photographic manipulation of NASA photos. Even if this isn't true, we could build a dome over a small crater and fill it with an Earth-like atmosphere as a start for colonization. If the human race survives long enough, I am sure terraforming is in our future. One has to wonder if we could save the Earth's environment this way. Maybe we could start the process here with bacteria and by the time it was completed the Earth would be in much better shape environmentally. I bet the suggestion of terraforming the Earth while we are still on it will be shot down in an instant, but it is just an idea to get us out of the current dilemma we are in environmentally.